Okay, brothers and sisters, please take the seat.
弟兄姊妹们，请入座。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, as we come before you, we bow down before you.
亲爱的主，我们到你面前来俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we come and wait for what you will speak to us.
我们来等候你要向我们对我们所说的话。
Lord, we have to admit that we are weak.
主啊，我们实在是软弱的。
But you are strong.
但是你是刚强。
Through the life of Paul,
我们通过保罗的生命。
May you reveal yourself to us.
愿你来向我们启示你自己。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to sing one hymn this evening.
我们今天晚上来唱一首诗歌。
It's in our hymn book, Hymnary 429.
是在诗歌本的429.
429. He fails not, for he is God.
他不误事，因他是神。
I will have the pianist to play it once.
我请思琴来弹一遍。
Sing the first two stanzas.
我们先来唱头两节。
He fails not, for he is God. He fails not, he is great, so good. He fails not, his word is clear. If we have God.Paul's life.
在保罗的生命中
In his life journey.
在他的生命的旅程中
There was up and down.
那是有高也有低
It's a positive and negative.
有正面的也有负面的
One thing that our brother realized.
有一件事情就是我们的弟兄意识到
That the God that we believe.
就是他所信的那位神
That he will not fail.
他不会失败
and he will not make any mistake.
他也不会犯任何的错误
he will not fail, and he will carry us through, carry him through.
他不误事，他会带着他经过
He is such a wonderful God.
他是如此奇妙的神
Okay, this hymn it has eight stanzas.
这首诗歌是有八节
So let's pay attention.
我们一起来留意
The first and the last stanzas we will sing together.
我们第一节和最后一节是一起来唱。
And two, four, six brothers.
二四六节是弟兄们来唱。
Three, five, seven sisters.
三五七有姊妹们来唱。
Okay, two, four, six brothers.
二四七是弟兄们。
Three, five, seven sisters.
三五七姊妹们。
And one and eight together.
一和八是一起。
Okay, I have the pianist to play the last nine, and then we'll sing it.
我们一起来。
The highest mountain he can make plain, the widest flood he can restrain.
Poor honey man, now learn his ways.
Sisters,
姐妹们，弟兄们
He was a sea when people said the ground waves bow at his command. If God is thine, what more you need? Can he not work for you in these
sisters?
姐妹们
Our God is light and never yet one promise did he forget. His promises in Christ the Son are fully met. Yeah, amen, sisters.
姐妹们
Together, sing it with assurance.
我们一起来。
The following time to our brother.
我们把下面时间交给弟兄。
In our evening times, we've been considering the life of Paul.
我们这几个晚上，我们都在思考保罗的一生。
Not so much looking at his teaching, but looking at his very life.
我们并不是要看他的教训，我们而是看他的一生。
And when we do that, we discover that his teaching is his life.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就发现他的教训就是他的生命。
As is often said, the man and the messenger are one.
就像俗话说，人和他的信息是一位。
And we see that Paul had what we would call a very successful life.
我们看保罗他的一生是非常成功的。
But God isn't looking for success in our lives.
但是我们的神不是在我们的 生命里面要找到一个成功。
What was he looking for in Paul's life?
他在保罗的 身上要寻找的是什么
？What was he looking for in our life?
他在我们身上要寻找什么
？What's he looking for in the lives of his stewards?
他在他的仆人的生命里面寻找什么
？He's looking for faithfulness.
他要找的就是忠心。
Faithful to him who has called us.
对于那位呼召我们的忠心。
Faithful to the one who's first loved us.
对于那位首先爱了我们的忠心。
And when we see Paul responding to the love of God,
我们看见保罗向着神的爱有回应。
In such a special way,
他是这么的特别。
That we see the faith that Paul had lived out in a dynamic way.
我们看见保罗就把他的这个生命活生生的活出来。
We think of Paul as a great man.
我们认为保罗是一个伟大的人物。
Paul considered himself the chief of sinners.
但是保罗认为他是罪人中的罪魁。
Because as he saw Christ,
因为当他看见基督的时候
，he saw he was just a little man.
他认为自己只是一个小人物。
A little man with a great God.
他是一个小人物，但是有一位伟大的神。
You know, Paul, as in his teachings, he in Philippians and different places, he spoke of not thinking of yourself.
在保罗在他的传道的里面，在腓立比书，比方说腓立比书，他讲到不要考虑你的自己。
Sometimes we can think too high of ourselves.
我们有时候把我们自视过高。
Sometimes we think too low of ourselves.
我们有时候又认为自己实在不值得什么。
This is what Paul encourages to not think of ourselves.
但是保罗说你不要思想过多。
Think on him.
也让我们来专门来思想他。
Who has loved us and is living within us.
他爱了我们，并且活在我们的里面。
There's a man in the glory.
这在荣耀里面有这一位一个人。
His life is for us. His life is in us.
他的生命是为着我们，也是在我们里面。
And he's wanting us to enter into the riches of that life.
我们要进到他这个生命的丰盛的里面。
Now we've been looking at considering together what I've called three keys in Paul's life.
我们这几天在看保罗生命里面的三把钥匙。
We're not saying that these are exhaustive.
我们不认为这就是概括了一切。
But it's three things that touched my heart as I was looking upon his life.
但是当我们看他的一生，这三个方面就抓住了我。
In Paul, we see one who had that intimate relationship with the Lord.
第一方面，我们看见他与神的一个亲密无间的关系。
And out of that intimate relationship came an insatiable desire for Christ.
由于这个关系，就给他带来了一个永远不能满足的一个渴慕。
We'll continue on that a little bit tonight.
我们今天会接着讲一点。
And then we see out of this intimate relationship and out of this insatiable desire,
从他这个亲密的关系，从他这个永远不满足的渴慕的里面
，Paul came into knowing the infallibility of Christ.
保罗就认识到基督的永不误事。
Then finally, he saw how the work God was doing.
当他看见神所做的工作
，What was it that changed his life?
是什么改变了他的一生
？On that road to Damascus, he had an encounter with the living God.
当他去大马士革的路上，他与永生神相遇。
It wasn't theology that changed his life.
并不是他的这些的教训改变了他的一生。
As we've said before, it was an encounter with the living God.
而是他与这永生的神相遇。
It was an encounter with Jesus Christ.
是与耶稣基督的相遇。
He had that personal encounter with him.
而且是一个个人的相遇。
And as he saw Christ,
当他看见基督
he saw beyond just an individual.
他看见的不只只是一个人
He also saw into the heart.
他也看见了他的内心
He saw Christ who was in heaven.
他看见天上的基督
And he saw his body, the believers, the church upon this earth.
他也看见在地上他的身体就是这个教会
And through that revelation, through that vision, he saw that the head and the body, Christ and the church are one.
通过这样的一个启示，这样的意象，他看见头和身体乃是一体，一个。
And out of that, it totally turned his life upside down.
正因为他看见了这些，就让他的一生有所改变。
And as we conclude with Paul tonight,
我们今天我们结束了保罗。
I think Paul's desire would be that it turn our lives upside down.
我们就希望保罗的一生能够把我们的一生来转变。
You know, one of the problems that most of us have, we want to be in control.
我们很多人的问题就是我们要在掌控。
We love to be in control of things.
我们愿意能够来掌控我们的环境。
That was one of the reasons I never enjoyed skiing.
这就是我为什么我不喜欢滑雪。
I tried snow skiing a few times.
我也喜欢我试过在雪里面滑过一次。
I never felt in control.
但是我觉得我一直控制不了。
I was just flying down that mountains.
我就是从山上飞一样飞下来。
And I didn't like that feeling.
我不喜欢这样的感觉。
Because I knew, because I see these trees passing by.
因为我看见这个树像倒过去一样。
And your mind just pictures yourself going pow.
你就想你一定会撞到一件东西。
I like stable ground.
我喜欢这一个稳定的一个地面。
But we see how we're not. We're and the thing about it, we're not going to yield control to somebody.
但是我们不是把我们的一个控制交给别人
，unless we first know him，
除非我们认识他。
We know, we see the love of Christ。
当我们看见他，我们认识到他的爱。
And we come into a place of feeling comfortable。
我们到一个地步，我们可以觉得很安全。
A peace。
我们觉得很有安宁。
A relationship。
我们有他有一个关系。
And we start to yield to him。
我们就向他降服。
And the more we yield to him,
我们越多地向他降服,
we find we want to yield a little bit more.
我们就想更多地向他降服。
He never forces us.
他从来不会强迫我们。
He doesn't give up on us when we resist.
当我们抵抗他的时候，他也不会放弃。
He continues to love us and show us himself.
他一直地爱我们，一直地要向我们显现。
And then we find ourselves having this desire.
然后我们就觉得我们有这样一个渴慕。
To yield to him everything in our life.
我们把我们生命中的一切，我们都向他降服。
We see that he is our all in all.
因为我们看见他是谁，他是那万有的一切。
And these little phrases about how I can do nothing.
就像那句话说的，我什么也不能做。
We say that.
我们这么说。
It can be easy to roll off our lips.
好像我们的嘴唇很容易就把它说出来。
But as we, the more we yield to him.
但是当我们越多的降服给他
，those little phrases start to become reality to us.
这一句话就变成了一个实际。
We realize I'm in a situation.
我们认识到我们在一个环境的里面。
I can't do anything.
我什么也不能做。
But he can.
但是他能。
Just as we sang, God of the impossible.
就像我们刚才唱的，神他是无所不能的。
And we've also learned throughout this Christian life.
我们也在我们基督徒的一生的当中。
It's one of the areas that gets us in trouble quite often.
经常让我们给我们带来麻烦的是
，is not in the areas that we recognize we can't handle.
不是说我们处理不了的事情
，but it's in the areas that we think we can handle.
而是我们觉得我们能够处理了。
I've got a few years of experience.
我已经有了几年的经验。
I know how to handle this situation.
我知道怎么处理这个事情。
And we almost like I don't want to bother the Lord. He's so busy.
我们说啊，我不想来麻烦神，因为他太
忙了。I can just take care of this situation.
我自己能搞定。
And he has a way of waking us up.
但是他要苏醒我们。
I know I've told the story before.
我以前讲过这样的一个故事。
But as some years ago in Richmond, I was working with the finances there.
在 Richmond 聚会那边，我是管财务的问题。
And there was this one sister, a widow sister in the fellowship, and we had sent her a love gift, so it's because she had some financial need.
有一位独居的一个姊妹，她有一些财政上的需要，我们就给她了一些爱的奉献。
And after a couple of days, she called me up and said she wanted to thank us for the love gift.
过了两天，她打电话给我说要谢谢我们给她的爱心奉献。
And I said, no, 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 we just wanted to come alongside, support, and help you.
我们说你不需要感谢，因为我们只是想帮助你而已。
She said, but I have one question.
她说我有一个问题。
I said, okay, what's that?
我说什么问题
？She says, "How much is the check for?"
她说这个支票上面写了多少钱
？I told her, "I said, why do you ask?"
我说你问什么？为什么问
？She said, "You just sent me a blank check."
她说你只是给我一个空白的支票。
You wrote my name on it.
你把我的名字写在上面。
You had your signature.
你也签了。
You just sent me a blank check.
可是你给我了一个空白的支票。
That shows I handle that in my own natural ability.
是我靠着我的天然的能力，我是处理这件事情。
And in God's mercy, it showed the character and the honesty of that sister.
但是神就让我们的姊妹来显出她的性格和她的品质。
She could have filled in any amount.
她可以说想填什么多的数字都可以。
Oh, I would have had to get a second job to pay that back to the fellowship.
我必须要再找一个副业才能来负担。
But we see how God has a way of working with us.
但是我们看见神，他有方法在我们里面做工。
When we think we can handle things,
当我们觉得我们能够处理
，He brings us back down to earth.
他把我们又重新拉到了地上。
He chuckles at us.
他轻笑。
I thank God has a great sense of humor.
我感谢神，因为他实在有幽默感。
He's gonna chuckle. Oh, look, he's gonna try to do that again.
他就轻声一笑说：“你看，他又想自己再做。
”He lets us fall flat on our face.
他就把这个来摆在我们的面前。
His mercy, he lifts us back up.
但他让我们倒下来，但是又他的怜悯让我们起来。
And this is what, as you see in Paul's life,
这就是我们在保罗的一生里面所见的。
In a little bit, we'll talk about Paul learned Christ.
一方面，保罗是学了基督。
It wasn't natural to him.
对他来说，并不是天然的。
But as the more he got to know him,
但是他越来越多的认识他。
The more he learned of Christ.
他越来越多的学基督。
We looked first the first night at the matter of this intimate relationship.
我们第一个晚上我们讲到他与基督的。
How when Paul encountered Christ, he counted everything from his past as nothing, as rubbish.
当他见到基督了以后，他就把视万事为粪土。
The good things, the bad things, it was all as rubbish to know Christ.
无论是好的坏的，都当成粪土，使他能够认识基督。
He used this phrase, "There's surpassing value of knowing Christ."
他说要以认识基督为至宝。
And then as he continued on,
然后他就接下来讲
faithful for many years.
他然后他就一直忠心很多年
You see within Paul, there was never, he was never satisfied.
我们就看见保罗他永远也不满足
He was pressing on more and more.
他一直向前越来越多的向前
Last night we talked, we read that scripture in Philippians 3.
然后昨天晚上我们就读了腓立比书的第三章
Pressing on to know him more.
他努力面前为要更多的认识他
Pressing on for the goal of the call of that upward prize inUpward call of in Christ Jesus.
要得基督从上面召他要得的奖赏。
And we said as we talked about how pressing, there's a resistance there. The enemy doesn't want us to move forward.
当我们讲到努力面前，我们是讲到前面有一个阻力，因为我们的仇敌他不想让我们往前。
But he had such an insatiable desire.
但是保罗有这样一个永不满足的一个渴慕。
He was pressing on through those situations.
他在那里努力面前能够来
通过。We see how Paul as he was pressing through.
当我们看见保罗在那里往前努力的时候
Paul just didn't preach to people.
保罗并不是只是向人来传道
Paul just didn't write letters to people.
保罗并不是只是向人写信
But as we closed last night in 1 Thessalonians 2, he also gave himself to them. He gave his life to them.
像我们昨天结束的时候我们讲到帖撒罗尼迦前书他自己也把他自己来给出去
Sometimes today we can focus so much on a message.
我们有时候我们能够我们太注意了一堂信息
Now the messages are important, don't misunderstand
这些信息是很重要的我们 不要误解了
But again, you see, as you see the message lived out in the messenger
但是当你看见这个信息就在传信息的这个人里面活了出来
As you see Christ in brothers and sisters
当你看见弟兄姊妹们里面的基督的时候
It validates that message
他就来证实了 来支持了这一点
And one of the things too we see in Paul's life.
我们也看见在保罗的一生里面。
And it was all based on that original vision that he had.
是源于他起初的这样的一个意象。
He saw Christ.
他看见了基督。
He saw the church.
他看见了教会。
And he saw the value, the preciousness of brothers and sisters.
他也看见弟兄姊妹们的价值和宝贵。
And he established relationships with them.
他与他们建立了一个关系。
We talk a lot about being built together.
我们经常讲我们要一同被建造。
And it can sound so cold in many ways.
好像听起来有点冷淡。
But really what we're talking about is that in Christ becoming related in a living way with one another.
但是我们实际上是讲我们在基督里面我们成为我们彼此成为亲戚一样的关系。
Caring for one another, helping one another.
我们彼此照顾我们彼此帮助。
Walking with one another through the trials of life.
当他们经历试炼的时候，我们与他们同行。
This is one of the ways that Paul describes himself again in Thessalonians.
这是保罗他在帖撒罗尼迦书里面他这样讲的。
And it's an interesting way he describes some of his service to the brethren.
他很有趣的，他讲他向的弟兄们的服侍。
You look at 1 Thessalonians 2:7.
我们看，如果看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》二章七节。
This is Paul, this mighty man, who he was so fierce, he was ready to run into that theater and save his co-workers.
我们看见保罗，他是这么样一个大有能力的人，他要冲到那里来救他的同工。
But in 1 Thessalonians 2:7, how does he describe his care for the brethren?
他如何来描述他向这些弟兄姊妹们的他的关心？
He said, I was gentle as a nursing mother, tenderly caring for her children.
他说我如同母亲如养自己的孩子
Paul knew at times that there was a tenderness that was required.
在有时候那个需要他有一个柔软温柔
How did he know that?
他怎么知道呢
Because he knew the brethren, he knew the people.
因为他认识那些弟兄姊妹们他认识那些人
Sometimes when ones are going through various challenges and they've difficulties, disappointments of life.
当有时候他们经历他们的挑战，他们的难处，他们的在生活里面的困难。
Sometimes you can just reach over and say, "Okay, shape up."
你有时候会只是推他们说，你要振作起来。
Get over it.
你就不要再考虑这件事情。
And some temperaments will wake up. Okay, let's keep going.
有时候就是能够让他们警醒，然后说，你再继续下去。
But others.
但是有的人
You need to come alongside, pat him on the back. Let's walk together through this.
你有时候要到他的身边，拍拍他的肩膀，说我与你同伴。
Like a tenderly caring, knowing this each one, knowing the situation they're in, knowing their personality.
我们必须每一个 不同的环境，不同的人，我们要认识他们，我们认识他们所处的环境。
And this is what we see in him.
这就是我们在保罗身上看见的。
At times he's tenderly encouraging Timothy.
有时候他很温柔地来劝勉提摩太。
Hey, stir up what's in you. Remember what the elders, how they laid their hands on you.
他问提摩太，你还记不记得那些长老们把他们的手在你身上按手？
But also, if a few verses down,
但是在接下来的几节圣经，
in 2 Timothy, I mean 1 Thessalonians 2:11,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十一节，
at times he's exhorting and encouraging and imploring one as a father.
他在这里劝勉他们，安慰他们，像一个父亲一样。
There are times when you need to be a little firmer.
有时候你要更坚强一点。
The hand of a mother is the proper hand at some time.
有时候用母亲的手是合适的。
The hand of a father is the proper hand at some times.
有时候父亲的手是正合适的。
But within both, whether Paul was there serving as in the picture of a mother or a father.
但是保罗在这里，他让我们看见一个父亲和一个母亲的形象。
What was the issue? What did the saints see in Paul?
这些圣徒们，他在保罗身上看见了什么？
They received this from Paul because they knew he loved them.
他这样看见他，因为他知道他爱他们。
There was a relationship there.
在那里有一个关系。
And he was able to speak into lives in very specific personal ways.
他就用各种不同的个人的方式，能够把生命来向他们传输。
I know quite often in Richmond, different situations will arrive among the brethren.
在 Richmond 那边，不同的弟兄姊妹们会遇见不同的问题。
One of the first questions that we'll ask among ourselves is, who has a relationship with them?
我们第一个要问的问题就是谁和他们有比较亲密的关系。
Who knows something within this family? Who knows these ones?
谁对他们家对这个人更了解一点？
And so that normally, not every time, but normally that's the person that will really come alongside this particular situation to walk with them through it.
很经常的是有一个人认识他们，能够和他们一同行来经历这件事情。
Because they have a history.
因为他们有交往。
They've walked through things before.
因为他们一同经历过一些事情。
And Paul was able to share not only words of encouragement, but his very life and walk with ones through this.
这样保罗不仅能够和他们有劝勉的话，而且可以把他的生命与他们分享。
It's amazing the heart that Paul had for the brethren.
保罗他向着弟兄们的心是实在让我们惊讶。
You remember in Galatians?
你记得在加拉太书
He's crying out to them. He says, "You're my children."
他向他们在那里呼喊说，你们就像我的儿女一样。
He said, "I'm again, I'm in labor and travail until Christ is formed in you."
他说，我为你们在重新经历基督在你们里面成型的这个生产之苦。
Oh, he loved these ones. He considered them his children.
他如何爱他们像儿女一样。
And he wasn't just careless with his prayer.
他不仅仅是好像漠不关心。
He said, I'm in agony, I'm in travail, I'm laboring over you to Christ be formed in you.
他说我在这里经历了极大的痛苦，如同生产之难，愿意基督在你们里面重新生产。
That was one of the things I appreciated about Jeffrey's testimony this afternoon.
就是我今天下午听见 Jeffrey 他的见证，就让我非常的感动的一方面。
I remember one of the first times I met Jeffrey. I remember one of the first times I met Jeffrey.
当我第一次遇见 Jeffrey 的时候。
We even talked. He came up. He says, "We need to pray for these people. We have to have a list for them."
我还没有跟他讲之前，他来了我身边说，我们需要与这。为这个表上的人来祷告。
That whiteboard just wasn't a cute thing to show on a slideshow during a presentation.
这个黑板上面写的不只是一个看起来好像还挺不错的一个名单。
It came out of life. It came out of agony and travailing that Christ be formed in these ones.
而是从它里面的这个苦痛，这个生产之痛，愿意基督在他们里面成形。
This is Paul.
这就是保罗。
So sometimes we can think, oh, he must have been so busy handling these huge theological questions.
我们有时候想，保罗一定很忙，因为他有那么多神学的问题要解决。
He wouldn't have time for these individuals.
他肯定对这些人，他没有那么多时间。
No, if you read his letters.
不，当你读他的书信的时候。
You know, in some of his letters, my favorite chapters of his letters are the last chapter.
我最喜欢的经常是他的书信的最后一章。
I like in Romans 16. It's like he knows half the people in Rome.
在罗马书十六章，让我们看见，好像他认识罗马的一半的人，他都认识。
He says, "Sell, give my love to this one, beloved one. Give my beloved one to this person, love, and all." He goes, "Go." He, in my Bible, it's about a page and a half of names.
他说替我问候这个人，替我问候那个人，在我的圣经的里面花了半面的来写这方面。
You see it at the end of Colossians, at the end of Timothy.
你也在看见在哥罗西书和在提摩太书
this ones that he was involved in their life and he could speak specifically to it
因为他和他们的一生有交集他可以特别的来向他们来说话
because he had this desire for Christ to be formed in them
因为他盼望基督的生命在他们里面成型
as he had entered into this intimate relationship and had this desire for himself
他进到这个关系不是在他里面有这样的一个渴慕为他自己
He was jealous that every brother and sister would come into this same relationship and have this same desire.
他也盼望每一个弟兄姊妹们都有同样的关系有同样的一个渴慕
He saw how it would impact their life. It would take care of many of the issues in their life.
他看见这会影响到他们的一生能够来照料他们一生所有的问题
And we see how Paul, even when ones are doing so well,
我们看见那些有些人他们好像还过得不错。
He says, I want you to excel still more.
他愿意他说我愿意你们来更加的来更成功。
If you go back to the letter to the Thessalonians,
当我们看见他向帖撒罗尼迦教会的书信的时候
He commends them for their love of the brethren.
他来称赞他们因为他们爱弟兄们。
Of how they're known for their love of the brethren.
因为他们是因为他们爱弟兄姊妹们他们在信徒里面闻名。
I think any assembly would love to receive a letter from Paul saying, oh, everybody knows how much you love the brethren.
任何的教会都愿意从保罗那里收到一封信说哦我知道你们是如此的彼此相爱。
We would frame the letter. Look at what we got from Paul. Look how good we're doing.
我们会把保罗的书信我们张贴到镜框里面摆在墙上说你看保罗都知道我们做了什么
But he doesn't stop there.
但是他并没有停在那里
He says, praise God, you love the brethren.
他说赞美神因为你们彼此相爱
But with this insatiable desire,
但是这个永不满足的一个渴慕
He says, I want you to excel still more.
我们愿意你在这里面做得更好
Keep pressing on.
你要持续向前
He had this desire thatMore and more of that love of Christ and the relationship with Christ would spread like we could use a plague throughout the assemblies in a positive way.
他说我愿意你们与基督的关系就用一个不太好的词这个流行病但是在一个正面的方面来讲像它流行的那么快一样。
And out of this relationship, out of this desire, we also see Paul...was jealous that this testimony of Christ would be passed on.
从他这样的一个渴慕里面，我们看见保罗也希望基督的见证能够来被传递。
He observed many young ones in various assemblies, and he wanted to encourage them to press on.
他在很多的不同的聚会里面看见那些年轻人，他鼓励他们来向前。
A Timothy, a Titus, and so many others.
提摩太和提多还有很多很多的。
And what was he passing on?
他在这里为他们传递的是什么
He wasn't passing on a teaching.
他并不是传递的一个教训
He wasn't passing on a practice of this is the way you handle this meeting, this is the way you handle that meeting.
他也不是说这具体的说你要这个处这样处理这样是那样处理那样事情
He was passing on a life.
他是传递的是一个生命
Passing on Christ, the fullness of Christ.
他是把基督的丰满传递给他们
Not traditions, not patterns.
不是传统也不是一个形式
But the life of Christ would go forth.
而是基督的生命能够来彰显出来。
Ones would know the head in a living way.
让他们能够活出一个活泼的一个生命。
And the eyes of their heart would be open to see the fullness of the body and the preciousness of the brethren.
让他们能够打开他们的眼睛，看见身体的宝贵和他的弟兄姊妹们的可爱。
And what was it that Paul passed on to say for Timothy?
保罗向提摩太传递的是什么
？He passed Christ on to Timothy.
他把基督传给他。
If you look at 2 Timothy 3:10,
如果你看提摩太后书第三章第十节
Paul is commending Timothy.
保罗在那里称赞提摩太
He says in 2 Timothy 3:10,
提摩太后书三章十节
says, but you followed, you were fully discipled.
他说你已经服从了我的教训
In my teaching, my conduct, my purpose, my faith, patience, love, perseverance.
我的教训、品行、志向、信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
Now at first, this can sound like Paul is drawing Timothy to himself.
起初我们觉得保罗好像是要把提摩太只是拉向他的自己。
Boasted, look at all I've done for you, Timothy. You're like me.
他说提摩太，你好像你就像我一样。
But he said you followed my teaching.
但是他说的是你服从了我的教训。
What was Paul's teaching?
保罗的教训是什么
？I teach Christ and Him crucified.
我教训的是基督并他钉十字架。
He didn't have a teaching of himself.
他并不是在这里传他自己。
He brought Timothy to Christ and taught him Christ.
他把提摩太带到基督的面前来，把基督的教训传给他。
Of his conduct.
和他的品行。
You followed my conduct.
他说你是效法我的品行。
What was Paul's conduct?
保罗的品行是什么
？He walked as Christ.
他与基督同行。
He walked as Christ walked.
他像基督那样行走。
And Timothy was able to see in a living way Christ lived out in a person.
提摩太就看这样活泼的就看见基督在保罗的身上活出来。
It said you followed my person, my purpose.
他说你也跟随了我的志向。
What was Paul's purpose?
保罗的志向是什么
？To know Christ.
更多的认识基督。
To know Christ and the power of His resurrection.
认识基督和他复活的大能。
To press on to know Him more.
更多向前，更多的认识他。
What Paul passed on to Timothy was a living person, a living Christ.
保罗传递给提摩太的是一个永生的神，一个永生。
We share at times about the testimony of Jesus being passed on.
我们很多次讲到基督的耶稣基督的见证被传递出去。
Being captured by ones.
我们也被他抓住。
What are we passing? Are we simply passing a teaching, a doctrine, a practice?
我们只是在这里传递的是一个教训，是一个好像是一个教条吗
？Or are we practicing? Are we actually living out Christ's life and allowing that to go forth to impact ones?
还是我们让我们里面的基督的生命能够活出来，让我们能够传递出去，能够对人产生影响
？Because Paul's whole life was summed up in one statement.
因为保罗的一生可以用一句话来总结
：For me to live is Christ.
如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
That's what he was jealous for those in Galatia to know. He labored in prayer for them.
他也在向着加拉太的信徒们，他是这样的热心。
He wanted each of the churches that he was with to know in a similar way. For me to live as Christ.
他愿意他所相处的每一个教会都认识到，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
It was because Paul had this.As I keep talking, this intimate relationship and this insatiable desire.
因为保罗他一方面有一个亲密的关系，另外一方面有一个不可满足的一个渴慕。
That's how he was able to testify to King Agrippa. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这就是为什么他能够向亚基帕王做这样的一个见证。他说我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And then we see as this relationship and desire worked within him, the more he saw of Christ.
当我们看见这个关系和这个渴慕在它里面工作的时候
this is all progressive in nature.
这都是 一步一步向前的
All of this didn't come to Paul at one time.
这所有的并不是一下子就来到了保罗的里面
He went through various experiences.
他经过了不同的经历
But out of that, he came into seeing the infallibility of Christ.
从其中他看见了我们主他永不谬误的一个方面。
He never fails. He makes no mistakes, and his timing is perfect.
他从来不会犯错误，他是永远不会让我们失望的。
Regardless of the circumstances of life, regardless of physical conditions,
无论我们生命里面是什么样的一个光景，我们的身体是一个什么样的一个环境。
Regardless of the faithfulness or the unfaithfulness of the brothers and sisters,
无论弟兄姊妹们或者忠心或者不忠心
，God was faithful.
我们的神是信实的那一位。
He always came through.
他永远不会让我们失望，他永远都来帮助我们。
I love how once talk about in his infallibility, God does things in his proper timing.
当我们看见神他的永不失误，我们看见他的一个完美的一个时间。
We have a concept of what time should when something should happen.
我们觉得有些事情应该在什么时间发生。
But he's always there at the right time.
但是我们的神总是在正确的时间来出现。
I always love the story of Corrie Ten Boom.
我非常喜欢这位 Corrie 弟兄他的故事。
Many of you have probably read her biography.
你们有些人可能读过他的传记。
But when she was a little girl, her father would always they would go on a train ride together.
当这位姊妹她是一个小女孩的时候，他们 家人一起去坐火车。
And if father would go to the station, he would buy two tickets, one for him and one for her.
他的父亲到火车站就买两张票，一张为他，一张为他女儿。
And she would always want to hold on to her ticket.
他总是要握住他自己的车票。
But the father said, "No, it's not time. You don't need it yet."
他的父亲总是说，时间还不到，你不需要。
And they would walk on down. They would get on the train.
他们就上了火车。
They would sit down there.
他们坐在那里。
And she said, "Can I have my ticket now?"
他总是问我，可以拿我的票了吗
？No, you don't need it now.
他爸爸说，你还不需要。
But then they would start, and the conductor would come walking through.
然后过一会儿，车开了，检票员来了。
And he would give her that ticket.
他就把这个票递给他的女儿。
She could pass that ticket on to the conductor.
他把这个票来交给检票员。
She learned this lesson.
他就学会这个功课。
God does everything at the proper time, not at our time.
神总是在正确的时间来工作，不是我们的时间。
He wants things answered so quickly.
我们有时候急需一个答案。
He has a proper time, and he's teaching us in that.
但是我们的神有正确的时间，他也教训我们要来学会。
Through Paul's training, he saw this.
保罗经过训练，他也看见了这一点。
How did Paul come into all of the reality of what the Lord had, was teaching him?
保罗是如何进到我们主要教训他的这些实际的当中
？As we said.Paul learned this.
我们知道保罗是学会了。
It wasn't natural to him.
对他来说不是天生的。
Again, if you look in Philippians chapter 4,
如果你看在腓立比书第四章
and verse 11,
第十一节
Paul testifies.
保罗做一个见证。
He says, "I don't speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am."
他说我并不是因缺乏说这话无论在什么境况都可以知足这是我已经学会了。
I know how to get along humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. Any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
他说我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏。随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I have to share a little personal testimony here.
我在这里做一点个人的小小见证。
In verse 13,
十三节。
When I finished high school, my father gave me a Bible.
我高中毕业的时候，我的父亲给了我一本圣经。
And he wrote a couple of verses in it.
他在里面写了两节圣经。
And this was one of the verses he wrote.
这就是他写下的一个圣经一节圣经。
I looked at that verse.
我看了看。
I was saved, but I really wasn't walking with the Lord.
我已经得救了，但是我并没有与主同行呢。
And the focus that I had on that verse.
我一下子聚焦在这节圣经的上面。
Was I can do all things?
说我凡事都能做。
He's going to help me. He's going to strengthen me that I can do all things.
他要帮助我，他要来坚固我，但是我凡事都能做。
Well, as you can imagine, that doesn't work out.
你可以想象这个结局怎么样。
I've come to appreciate this verse and have a whole different perspective.
我越来越多的来认识这一句话，我有一个完全不同的视觉了，视角了。
It's through Him that strengthens us.
我们是靠着那加给我力量。
It's His life.
是他的生命。
It's because He's the one working in us.
因为他是那位在我们里面做工的。
Both to will and to do for His good pleasure.
我们要做的是为着他的心满意足。
Therefore, we can do what we're supposed to do.
因此，我们才可以做我们能做的。
But anyway, as you're looking at these verses back on track here, Paul says, "I learned to be content."
我们回到这个话题上面，这保罗在这里说，他说我已经学会了知足。
Whatever circumstances I'm in.
无论我处于什么样的环境。
Now, what was his circumstance at that time?
他那个时候身处的是什么样的环境
？He was in a Roman prison, chained to a guard.
他是在罗马的监狱里面，他被与一位狱卒来捆绑在一起。
Now, we know the rest of the story.
我们知道这个故事的一切后面。
Paul at that time didn't.
保罗还不知道呢。
He didn't know if he was going to live or die.
他还不知道他能不能活下去。
He could have had his head chopped off just the next day.
他可能第二天就会把他的脑袋砍下来。
He didn't know what was going to happen to him.
他根本不知道第二天要发生什么。
But in the midst of that uncertainty, amidst of that circumstance, he says, "I have learned to be content."
在那样一个不确定的一个环境里面，他却说我学会了知足。
I love how he says, "I've learned to be content." Right in the midst of the present circumstance, he was content.
我特别喜欢他在监狱的那个当中，就在那个那一刻，他还学会了知足。
You know, sometime after we've been through a difficult situation, we can look back and afterwards we can be content because it worked out.
有时候我们经过了一场事情，我们回头看，我们说啊，我们知足了，因为我们已经活过来了。
But how about when we were right in the middle of it?
但是如果我们正在其中的时候
，We didn't know how it would turn out.
我们还不知道将来会如何。
We didn't know what was going to happen.
我们还不知道将来要发生什么事情。
Oh, Paul, he had learned.The I am was with him at that very moment.
保罗他认识到那位自由拥有的是和他在一起。
To give him a peace.
这就给他了平安。
And this, if, to me, this shows the practicality of knowing this and having this intimate relationship with the Lord.
对我来说，这是我们能够与他有一个亲密的关系是多么的实用。
Because as we're going through life,
因为当我们经历我们的一生
，It can be at school, at work, at home, any situation.
无论我们是上学，我们是工作，还是在我们的家里
，And something will happen.
一件事情总是会发生。
Someone will come in the room. Something you'll say something.
有一个人会进到你的房间里面，跟你说一句话。
And our response is a panic attack.
我们经常会在那里惊慌失措。
Oh my God! I'm going to be utterly humiliated. They're going to know my whole life. They're going to see what a failure I am. Oh, I'm going to be so embarrassed. I have the wrong clothes on today.
我们会说哦，我神啊，我会非常的尴尬，因为我他们要知道我心里面所想的，我也好像没有穿什么好的衣服。
We amplify things so quickly.
我们就是很快就有一个反应。
Because we love ourselves so much.
因为我们是爱我们的自己。
But Paul had learned.
但是保罗学会了。
That God was there for him.
神在那里为着他。
Yeah, now in prison, that was an extreme situation.
我们知道在监狱里面是一个比较极端的一个环境。
But he had been through many situations.
但是他也经历了更多的其他的环境。
We'll touch on some of those in a minute.
我们一会儿我们会谈。
But Paul, one of the things I appreciate about him.
但是我喜欢保罗的一个方面。
As you read his letters, as you read through Acts, he never hides his humanity.
当你读他写的书信，当你在《使徒行传》里看到他的路程，他从来没有掩饰他的人性。
In Acts chapter 18, there was a crisis.
在《使徒行传》十八章，我们看见一场危机。
And Paul was thrown into prison.
保罗也又被下在监里面。
He didn't really know. He'd been rejected by the people. It started a riot, and so he's in prison.
那个时候他被人拒绝，那个时候有了一个骚乱，他又被
Again,
放在监狱里面。
I'm sorry. Again, he doesn't know what's going to be happening.
他也不知道将来要发生什么。
He's there in the middle of this prison.
他也正是在监狱的里面。
And in Acts chapter 18, verse 9,
在《使徒行传》十八章第九节
，The Lord comes to Paul.
主就向保罗显现。
The Lord said to Paul in a night vision, "Do not be afraid any longer."
夜间，主在异象中对保罗说：“不要怕。”
I love that little phrase.
我喜欢这句话。
The Lord is speaking to Paul.
主在向保罗说话。
Paul, I know you're afraid.
他说保罗，我知道你可能有点害怕。
This great apostle Paul.
这个大的使徒。
He's afraid.
他有点害怕了。
But the Lord says, don't be afraid.
但是主说你不要怕。
But go on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you.
只管讲，不要闭口，有我与你同在。
No one will attack you in order to hurt you. I have many people in this city.
必然没有人下手害你，因为我在城里面有许多的百姓。
And praise God, he received that encouragement. He allowed that word to come into his heart. He stayed there and preached the word for another year and a half.
我们赞美主，他保罗听接受了这个话，让这些话进到他的心里面，他就停在那里，然后继续传道一年半。
What was the words that the Lord said to Paul?
我们的主向保罗说的是什么
？What comforted him?
是什么让他得了安慰
？The Lord didn't come into Paul in that prison.
我们的主并不是简单的到保罗的面前。
He didn't say, "Paul, I am the Lord God Almighty."
他并不是只是说保罗，我是主，我是全能的神。
I am the maker of heaven and earth.
我是创天造地的那位。
I'm all omnipotent. I'm all powerful.
我是全主全丰全能的。
And again, he didn't give Paul his long theological sermon to try to comfort him.
他并没有给保罗一个神学的一个讲论。
He came to Paul.
他来到保罗的面前。
And the words of comfort.
带来了安慰的话。
Where I am with you.
他说我与你同在。
That was tremendous comfort.
这是一个极大的安慰。
The I am is with you.
那位自由拥有的和保罗在一起。
Brothers and sisters, that's the to me. If you look throughout the Scripture,
弟兄姊妹们，对我来说，如果你
Once in crisis after crisis, the Lord came in and simply said, "I am with you."
一次一次，当保罗经历危机的时候，主来到他的面前说，我与你同在。
He said it to Jacob.
他也向雅各这么说。
During the times of recovery, he said it to Haggai.
他也在恢复的时候向哈该这么说。
Throughout Scriptures, he simply comes in and says, "I am with you."
他在整本圣经里面，他总是说，他说我与你同在。
I'm always reminded when I was growing up, I had nightmares.
我总是想起来，当我长大的时候，我经常做噩梦。
And of course, my mother came in the room. My father never came.
我的母亲有时候来安慰我，我的父亲从来不来。
She would come in and she would simply say to me, "I am with you. I'm here."
我妈妈进来的时候，她总是简单的说：“她说我与你同在。”
She didn't try to talk about the nightmares being fake and all the stuff about that. She just was comforting me with her presence.
她并不是只是说啊，你不要怕那些梦都是假的。她只是与因为她与我在一起，就安慰了我。
This is the comfort that we have from Him.
这就是我们从他而来的安慰。
This promise, this fact of the Lord being with us, is so comforting throughout every day of our life.
这个应许，这个事实，我们的主总是与我们同在，就成为我们生命最大的安慰。那自由拥有的与我们同在。
This is as Paul went through these various circumstances.
当保罗经历了这些不同的环境。
This was how he learned of the infallibility of Christ.
当他就学会了我们的主，他永不让我们失望。
He learned of the all sufficiency of Christ in every situation.
他就认识到，无论在什么的境况里面，我们的主都是全足的。
He actually talks about this the most in his second letter to the church in Corinth.
当他向哥罗西书写第二封书信的时候，最讲的最多了。
He talks about it over and over again. I am dependent on your translation in English. It's either I'm adequate or I'm sufficient for you.
在哥林多书那里说，一次一次的说，主说我的对你来说，我的恩典够你用的。
And it wasn't just the minimum sufficiency.
不只是一个最基本的一个满足。
It's abundantly sufficient, above and beyond.
是一个丰盛的满足，丰盛了还要丰盛。
For the sake of time, we don't have the opportunity to go through all of them.
我们没有很多的时间把它全部一一列出来。
I picked a couple of familiar ones.
我只是选了几个对我们来比较熟悉的。
If you look at 2 Corinthians 9:8.
如果我们看哥林多后书九章第八节。
To me, this is a tremendous verse, and I would encourage.Everyone to memorize this one.
我盼望每一个人都记得这一句圣经。
Because I love this verse. This is my lawyer verse.
我喜欢这节圣经，因为对我来说是一个
I think it's like a lawyer wrote it because he closed all the loopholes and excuses that we would have.
就像一个律师，他把我们所有的漏洞都为我们填满。
In 2 Corinthians 9:8.
在哥林多后书第九章第八节
，God is able，
就是神能。
Again, that present tense，
在讲到现在时
，to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed。
神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
Now you could, if he wanted to, he could eliminate half of the words in that sentence.
如果他愿意的话，他可以不需要讲这个一半的这句话。
But no, just so that we would, he knows the way we think. We love to find the exception to the promise so that we can be held not accountable for something.
但是他认识我们，知道我们想在任何的一句话里面都找到漏洞，让我们就不会受责备。
He says, you know, He just didn't say grace abound. He says, I made all grace abound.
他不仅仅说是恩惠多多，而是说各样的恩惠多多。
So always having all sufficiency in everything.
你们凡事常常充足。
That's pretty inclusive.
非常的完全。
That you may have an abundance for every good deed.
让你们能多行各样善事。
This is knowing of that all sufficiency of Christ.
这就是我们如何能够认识那位全足全丰的神的基督。
This is the grace that lives within us.
这是活在我们里面的这个恩典。
There's a life within us that is full of grace and truth.
我们里面的这个生命，它是充充满满的有真理有恩典。
That life within us is all sufficient for everything that we encounter in life.
我们里面的生命，无论我们的生活里面遇见的什么，都是全主全封的。
Again, Paul learned this through the experiences of life.
保罗是通过他一生的经历，他学会了。
Again, if you look at 2 Corinthians 12:8,
如果我们看第十二章第八节
，The setting here is that we know how Paul he had that thorn in the flesh.
这里讲到，我们知道保罗他讲到他的有一根刺在他的肉体上。
He testifies, God gave me this thorn in the flesh, so I not become proud.
他说神把这个刺加在他的肉体上，免于他过于自高。
But he got tired of it.
但是他有时候觉得很
疲劳。He says, I asked the Lord 3 times he might take it away from me.
在第八节他说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
But he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.For my power is perfected in weakness.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
My grace is sufficient for you, Paul, and my power is perfected in weakness.
他说，我的恩典是够你用的，保罗，因为我的能力是在你的软弱上显得完全。
So how does Paul respond to this?
保罗做了如何的回应？
He says, most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
他说：“所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”
Brothers and sisters, we all have weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都有软弱的时候。
But so often we use our weakness as an excuse not to function.
但是我们有时候用着我们的软弱作为一个借口，我们就不再做事情。
We use our weakness as an excuse not to allow the Lord to work through us.
我们甚至用我们的软弱作为一个借口，不让我们的主在我们身上做工。
But Paul came to know the Lord in such a way. He said, "I'll boast about my weakness."
但是保罗他学会，他说我要来夸我的软弱。
That the power of Christ can come through me.
让基督的能力能够从我来彰显出来。
That power of Christ is dwelling in me can be released.
基督的能力在我里面，它是可以被释放出来。
We're too proud at times to admit of a weakness.
我们有时候太骄傲，我们不承认我们有软弱。
But as we humble ourselves and we confess our weakness, that's releasing the power of God to accomplish a mighty thing.
但是当我们谦卑下来，我们承认我们的软弱的时候，我们就让神他的能力能够来成全一切。
I lose track of the number of believers that I've heard to say that I have a weakness. I don't know how to share the gospel.
我不知道听过多少次有基督徒说我是很软弱，我不知道怎么样传福音。
Whatever the excuse might be.
无论他们有怎么样的借口。
You know, praise God.
但是赞美我们的神。
Because you have a life within you that's overcome that weakness.
但是在你的里面有基督的生命，已经战胜了这个软弱。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
This is Paul's pressing on.
这就是保罗他的努力。
Christ was Paul's sufficiency, and he learned and knew this infallibility of Christ.
神就基督就成为保罗的满足，他就学会了我们的神永不误事。
How do you know that something is sufficient? How do you know that something is infallible?
我们怎么知道有些事情它是足够的，它是永不误事的呢？
The Lord in His mercy, He proves Himself to us.
我们的主凭着他的怜悯向我们证明了。
He proved himself to Paul.
他向保罗也验明了。
This proving isn't for us.
这个验明不只是为了我们。
Well, I'm sorry. This proving isn't for God, it's for us. It's proving, he's proving himself to us.
他不只是在那里证明他的自己，而是为了我们证明他。
Look at some of the physical things that Paul went through.
我们看见保罗他身体上受过的经过了。
If you look at 2 Corinthians 11,
在哥林多后书第11章。
We're not going to have time to read all these verses.
我们没有时间读这些的圣经了。
But if you look at 2 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 28,
我们如果读哥林多后书11章23到28节。
He talks about some of the things that he had to go through.
他讲了这么多的他所要经历的。
He was laboring more than all the other servants.
他比他们多受劳苦。
He'd been in prison. He'd been beaten at times.
他多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的。
Five times received 39 lashes.
他被鞭打五次，每次40减去一下。
He was shipwrecked. He had to spend the day and the night in the ocean.
他曾经遇过船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。
In a lot of his journeys, there was danger of the rivers and dangers of robbers and every other type of danger.
这里又 讲到屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险。
Sleepless nights and hunger and thirst, without food, cold and exposed.
多次不得睡，又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷。
This is the one who was testifying of Christ's sufficiency.
这个保罗在见证基督的全足全丰。
In every one of these situations,
无论他经历的什么样的环境
，The I am was with Paul.
只有拥有的与他同在。
And the I am proved himself.
那位拥有的证明了他的自己。
In spite of the circumstances you're going through.
无论你经历什么样的一个环境
，I am the all-sufficient one to carry you through.
我就可以把我是全足全丰，可以带你过去。
And we mentioned verse 28 last night, how apart from all these external things, there's the daily pressure on him of concern for all the churches.
我们昨天也提到过，在二十八节，保罗不仅有这些外在的这些艰难，而且在里面，他也为教会挂心的事天天压在他的身上。
Why did he have this burden?
他为什么会有这样的一个负担？
Because he knew God's heart. He had this relationship with God. He knew God's heart. He knew his purpose.
因为他与神的关系，他知道神心里所想的，他知道神的旨意是什么。
But Paul not only had learned of the Lord from a physical perspective, but he went through many emotional trials.
保罗不仅是在他的身体的遭难的上面来学会了基督，而且他在很多的方面他也认识主。
Again, if you look back at 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
如果我们读到哥林多后书第一章
in verse 8,
第八节
he talked about because of what they had to go through, he was burdened excessively beyond our strength, despairing even of life.
他说我不是不要你们不晓得我以前在亚细亚遭遇苦难被压太重力不能胜甚至连活命的指望都绝了
Despairing of life, the burdens of what challenge he was going through.
这个他所是极大的受到极大的苦难和重担
But he sees the Lord.
但是当他看见主的时候
He says, yes, we have the sentence of death within ourselves.
他说我们有这样的一个我们的罪已经死了。
But that we not trust in the Lord, but trust in God who raises the dead.
但是我们信靠我们的主他让人从死里复活。
And he saw how the Lord had delivered him time and time again from death.
他看见我们的主一次一次拯救他脱离死亡。
All of this, Paul, the Lord was using this to reveal more and more of himself to Paul.
我们主一再的把他的自己向保罗来启示
that Paul could pass it on.
让保罗可以把这个传递出去
as he was being trained in his serving to Lord.
当保罗在他服侍主的时候当他经历这些训练的时候
all of the things that the Lord was doing in his life.
我们主在他一生里面所做的工作
Paul knew that there was a purpose to it.
保罗知道这其中有一个目的
and he kept pressing on.
他努力面前努力向前
the goal that the Lord had for him.
向着我们的主为他定下的一个目标。
Now a lot of times also Paul used the Lord used the brethren to encourage Paul.
在很多时候，我们的主也用的弟兄们来鼓励保罗。
Again in 2 Corinthians, if you look at verse 7, chapter 7.
我们看哥林多后书第七章。
He says he talks about how he's again his flesh has no rest.
他在这里讲到他的身体不得安宁。
Starting 2 Corinthians 7, starting verse 5.
哥林多后书七章五节
Our flesh had no rest. We're afflicted on every side. Conflicts without, fears within. There's Paul, fearful within.
身体不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。保罗这样的人，里面内也有惧怕。
And then look at verse 6.
但我们看到第六节
We see Paul's humanity here.
我们看见保罗他的人性。
But God who comforts the depressed comforted us by the coming of Titus.
他说那安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
Oh, he was such a comfort and a great encouragement when Titus shared the report with him.
当提多来到面前跟他来交通他的报告的时候他是对他是一个何等的安慰。
When Paul got depressed here,
我们当保罗他丧气的时候
did God get mad at him?
神有没有对为他生气
Did he say, you should not be depressed. You're an apostle. You should be strong. You know, you shouldn't be depressed.
主有没有向他说你是一个使徒你不应该丧气你绝对不能丧气
No, God came alongside. He brought Titus. God's the one who comforts the depressed.
但是神却差遣提多来安慰了那丧气之人
And how Paul, various times, different ones would come and minister to him.
在不同的时刻有不同的弟兄来服侍保罗
There was a dear one spoken of in 2 Timothy.
在提摩太后书那里面讲到一位亲爱的弟兄。
How when Paul was in Rome when he was in prison.
保罗当他在罗马的监狱的时候。
There was a dear saint Onesiphorus.
有一个亲爱的弟兄阿尼西姆。
And he says he would come to Rome and he would search me out. He would look for me to find where I was imprisoned.
他来到了罗，来到罗马，他到处找我，在监狱里面来找到了我。
Oh, and he would come and he would refresh me.
他来，来到来看望我，让我得了得了安慰。
And I love that this is the mighty Apostle Paul.
这是一个大有能力的使徒保罗。
Being refreshed by what we would call an ordinary brother.
他是被一位普普通通的弟兄来安慰。
Paul didn't see it from that perspective.
保罗不是从这样的一个视角来看这问题。
This was a beloved brother.
他说这是我所爱的弟兄。
He saw the oneness in the body of Christ.
我们就看见在基督身体的合一。
Oh, brothers, sometimes when ones try to come along and help us,
当有弟兄姊妹们来帮助我们，
do we look down upon them?
我们有没有轻看他们？
Do we say, well, why isn't one of the elders praying for me?
我们会不会说，为什么这个长老不为我祷告？
Why is this brother praying?
为什么是这样一个弟兄在为我祷告？
If we see the body of Christ,
如果你看见基督的身体，
we see how God He uses different ones in different ways at different times.
我们你看见没有？看见神在不同的时间用不同的人在不同的场合。
You know, praise God.
我们赞美我们的神。
Paul was able to share this burden with others.
保罗把他这样的负担与别人来分享。
And he was able to receive from ones also.
他也可以从别的弟兄姊妹们那里得到安慰。
Sadly, in Paul's life.
但是在难过的就是在保罗的生命。
There were ones that he had laid his life down for who abandoned him.
有些保罗为他们舍命的那些人却舍弃了他。
But this did not allow Paul to become bitter or unfaithful.
但这并没有使保罗变得苦毒，让他变得失去了忠心。
Yeah, it broke his heart.
当然让他很伤心。
When Demas left him.
当迪马离开了他。
When Asia turned away from him.
当小亚细亚都脱离了他。
No one was there to support him at his first defense.
在他第一次在那里辩论的时候，没有人在他的身边。
But the I am was with him.
但是那自由拥有的与他同在。
And how he was able to keep pressing on.
他可以这样的持续向前。
As you look back, as we briefly looked at Paul's life.
当我们简短的看保罗的一生。
We start to see and understand a little bit.
我们看见他越来越多的明白。
Of how he says, I have fought the good fight.
他说我美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have finished the race.
我已经奔跑的路我已经跑过了。
I've kept the faith.
持守的道我已经守住了。
Praise God for that.
我们赞美我们的神。
We see how. What was his secret?
我们看保罗的他的秘诀在哪里。
Again, he shares it with Timothy.
他也向提摩太来分享。
He said, and kind of repeating what we said earlier in 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们重复一下，在提摩太后书第一章。
For this reason I suffer the loss of all things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am convinced he's able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
提摩太后书一章十二节，他说：“因为我知道所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所托交付的，直到那日。”
I know. I have a relationship with the one that I have believed in.
他说我知道，因为我与我信的有这样的一个关系。
And I am convinced.
我深信
that he's able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day.
他能保全我所托付的，直到那日。
This is why, as Paul is ending his life and sharing his glorious testimony,
是当保罗他的生命要结束的时候，他在分享这个荣耀的见证。
Later on in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, he says how all have forsaken him.
他在后来在提摩太后书第四章，他说所有的这些人都离弃了他。
But in verse 17, he says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
但到第十七节，他却说有主站在我的身边，加给我力量。
In order that through me the proclamation might be fully accomplished, and that all the Gentiles might hear, I was delivered out of the lion's mouth.
使福音被我尽都传明，叫外邦人都听见。我也从狮子口里被救出来。
And what was Paul's goal?
保罗他的
What was he looking for?
他的标杆是什么？他找寻的是什么？
He has his testimony.
他有这样的一个见证。
The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom, that kingdom of heaven, to, To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
他说神主必脱离救我脱离诸般的凶恶也必救我进他的天国
Knowing this infallibility of the Lord, the all-sufficiency, he was able to press on.
他知道我们主他的永不错误他也能够因此他能够来继续
That daily relationship, he was able to press on in the Lord that way.
他每天的这样的一个关系能够让他在我们的主里面能够继续上
升 How did all this start?
这是从何而起呢
An encounter with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus.
是他在去大马士革的路上遇见了基督
He saw Christ.
他看见了基督
He saw the church.
他看见了教会
He didn't understand it all at that point.
那个时候他并没有完全的明白
But as he was a captured man,
但是因为他已经被抓住了
Day by day, God continued to reveal more and more to him of all the riches of what he had seen.
一天一天的神就像不停地向保罗来启示让他看见他越来越多的丰富
This is why it is so precious. He calls it a heavenly vision.
这就是为什么很宝贵的他说这是一个属天的意象
Paul was on earth. He could have called it my earthly vision.
保罗那时候活在地上他可以说这是我地上的一个意象
But no, he saw the heavens opened up.
但是不是的他看到了天开了
And he was captured. And we're thankful howAs the Lord has come and grabbed each one of us.
我们感谢我们的神，他也这样的抓住我们每一个人。
He's doing a marvelous work of preparing us for His day.
他在我们里面做一个奇妙的工作来预备我们。
He was jealous for His life to be expressed through Paul.
他在那里迫切的让他的生命在保罗的身上来彰显。
He's jealous for his life to be expressed through each one of us.
他也热心让他的生命在我们每个人里面来彰显。
We started the first night as we saw Saul.
我们第一天我们看见保罗
Saul at that point in time, before he knew though, he was a man with a big soul.
在那一刻，保罗是有着一个魂很大的一个人
He was governed by his self life.
他是扫罗是被他自己的生命来掌控
His thoughts, his concepts in his mind.
他所有的思绪，他脑子里面的一切的概念
His will, his desires.
他的旨意，他的意愿，他的
His emotions,
他的情感。
But we see through the patient working of the Lord.
但是我们看见我们主他忍耐的工作。
So we see this Paul.
我们就看见了保罗。
This little man with a big God.
这一个小人物，但是有着一位伟大的神。
How this intimate relationship that he had with the Lord.
他与主有这样的一个亲密无间的关系。
Brought those out of control emotions under the control of the Spirit.
把从情感的控制下面带到了灵的支配下面。
How this insatiable desire for the Lord and His purpose brought His will under the control of the Spirit.
这个向着主的一个永不满足的一个渴慕，把他的旨意带到他在灵的支配的下面。
And coming into knowing the infallibility of the Lord and the all-sufficiency, it brought His mind under the control of the Spirit.
他认识到我们主他永不误事他的全足全丰就把他的思想也带到了圣灵的支配的底下
This is what Peter refers to in his epistle as the salvation of the soul
这就是彼得在他的书信里面讲到我们魂的救恩
You see it lived out and worked out in Paul's life
我们就看见在保罗的一生里面就这样的活泼的显现出来
The Lord came in, he saved a soul
我们的主来他拯救了我们的魂
He saved his spirit
That
spirit came alive. It opened up. The Holy Spirit came in and started doing a great work and saving his soul.
他救了我们的灵，让圣灵进到我们的里面来，每天的工作来拯救我们的魂。
And he was looking forward to that salvation of his body.
他也在盼望他身体得救得赎。
Paul was never a perfect man.
保罗从不是一个完美的人。
But he had this testimony of for me to live as Christ.
但是他有这样的一个见证，他说：“如今活着的不再是我。”
One who at one time could do anything he desired to do.
这一位他可以在我里面凡事都能做。
Said it's no longer I but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
He was. This is how he was able to say I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这就是他为什么说我故此没有违背那天上来的意象。
Now we're not sharing all this so that we try to copy Paul's life.
我们不只是交通，让我们能够来复制保罗的一生。
But we can learn from his life.
但是我们可以从他的一生，我们学功课。
And we can, as we see Paul's life,
我们看见保罗的一生。
Would it create within us this desire,
以至于我们里面能够被制造这样的一个渴慕。
To know the Lord in a way that Paul knew him.
让我们像保罗认识主那样认识主，认识主。
Paul went through this day by day.
保罗每天这样的经历。
I know we love to have things done instantly.
我们有时候我们希望事情能一下子就解决。
But we want to be a generation.
但是我们愿意成为一个世代的人。
That is allowing the testimony of Jesus to be recovered within our midst.
让基督耶稣的见证在我们里面得到恢复。
We are one generation.
我们是一代人。
Oftentimes, just for descriptive purposes, we refer to different generations.
有时候我们描述说我们是不同的世代。
I'm a baby boomer. You have Gen Zs. You have millennials. All of the world loves to divide us.
我们是婴儿潮的那些人，我们或者是千年世代的这些人，是或者说千年后的这些人。
But in Christ, at this moment in time, we're the generation of this age.
但是在这个一刻，我们是此时此刻的时代。
And the call that God has to us.The call that God has to us.
我们主，我们的神向着我们的呼召。
Behold my son.
你们要看我的儿子。
Behold Jesus.
你们要仰
望
我们主耶稣。
Come, turn our eyes back to that simplicity and purity of our devotion to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们转眼看我们主他的单纯，他的可爱，他的我们主耶稣基督。
We heard this morning how we've been espoused to Him.
我们今天早晨听说我们是如何成为他的一个配偶。
May we be those that as we're captured by Him.
愿意我们成为他来抓住的。
We would daily learn to yield more and more.
我们一天一天的更多向他降服。
Walking together.
我们彼此同行。
Praise God for the fellowship we have one with another.
我们赞美主为着他赐给我们的交通。
We don't have to walk this road alone.
我们不需要我们一个一个人的走这条路。
Yes, there's a personal relationship with Him.
当然我们与他要需要个人的关系。
But we're also part of the body of Christ.
但是我们也是基督的身体的一部分。
And we can walk together.
我们可以一起彼此同行。
Till Christ be formed in us.
让基督能够成形在我们的里面。
Would there not only be that desire for that?
我们不仅有这样的一个渴慕。
But out of that desire,There would be a rekindling of prayer for the people of God to be conformed to the image of Christ.
出于这样的一个渴慕，让我们里面这样的一个盼望能够重新被点燃，让基督重新在我们每个里面。
A rekindling of prayer for once to come into this personal relationship with Him.
来点燃我们做出这样的一个祷告，让我们每一个人都建立与他的关系。
That rekindling of prayer that we would know Him.It's with such a desire that nothing else would satisfy us.
来重启我们这样的祷告，让我们更多的认识他，因为没有别的能够让我们满足。
And entering into seeing and knowing Him in that infallibility.
让我们更多的进入，看到他的永不误事。
That rekindling would lead forth to a revival, a reviving fire within us.
这个重新的点燃能够让我们的火被挑旺，我们能够完全的被恢复。
That we would be the generation that hastens His return.
我们成为这个世代的人，能够催促他的再来。
Have mercy on us, Lord.
主愿意怜悯我们。
He has had so much mercy on us.
他已经向我们显了如此的怜悯。
And He's wanting to show us even more.
但是他要把更多的怜悯赐给我们。
May we be those that have teachable hearts.
愿意我们有一颗受教的心。
Paul was teachable.
保罗他的是受教的。
He learned Christ.
因为他学了基督。
May we be teachable.
愿意我们也能有受教。
To learn Christ.
我们能够来学基督。
Not just learning about Him.
不是学关于他的事情。
Not just learning the history of Him.
不是只是关于他的历史。
But learning of His life.
而是要学他的生命
experiencing that life within us,
在我们里面能够经历他的生命
that he could receive the glory and honor due his name.
让他的名能够得到所有的称颂和赞美
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being together in your presence.
主我们感谢你赐给我们这样的机会能够让我们在一起
Lord, as we touch on this matter of getting to know you in a fuller and greater way,
当我们讲到我们更多更深的认识你
Lord, there's always a sense of inadequacy of trying to how do we encourage one another in this way
我们总是觉得我们不足我们如何的我们彼此的劝勉
But Lord, we can make it so complicated
但是主我们却让它变得过于复杂了
But Lord, we're thankful for the simplicity there is in you
但是主我们感谢你在你里面何等的单纯
May we, as that song says
就像我们能够像刚才那首诗歌那样唱的
May we just turn our eyes upon you.
让我们转眼仰望耶稣。
And look full in your glory and grace.
让我们来看见仰望，看见你的荣光。
Allow the things of this world to grow strangely dim.
这世上一切的事物都变得暗淡。
Lord, we're thankful.
主，我们感谢你。
For your life that we have within us.
因为你在我们里面放了你的生命。
And we want that life to truly be lived out through us.
我们愿意这个生命经过我们来活出来。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.